好，弟兄姊妹们，我还是想和大家一起来思想我上次所交通的。
Brothers and sisters, I want to continue to think about what I was meditating on last night.
好，但是我想在继续交通下去之前，有一件事情，我想今天想和弟兄姊妹们一起来分享。
So before continuing to share on this, I think there's some matter that we have to consider first.
是一件非常非常根基的事情。
It is something that is very fundamental.
或者换一句话说，是根子上的事情。
In other words, this is a matter of a root problem.
或者是我们源头上的问题。
This is a matter of the source.
或者我们可以说是我们在主面前属灵的经历到底是怎么开始。
Or perhaps we can ask, how did our spiritual experience before our Lord start?
我们属灵的经历是从什么地方开始？
Where does it start?
我们暗中的动机和意念在主面前是什么？
What are our hidden motives and what are the counsels of our hearts?
英文中有说到意念， Darby 他翻译叫做 counsels of hearts.
Regarding our motivation, the Darby translation speaks of the counsels of hearts.
我们的心是会在那里给我们很多的建议。
Our heart gives us a lot of counsels.
我们的心会在里面给我们出谋划策。
Our hearts will strategize for us.
我们的心在那里面在计算。
Our hearts are calculating for us.
这件事情它到底值不值得？
Is this matter worth it?
我是否应该把我所有的精力都花在这件事情上？
Should I expend all my energy on this matter?
或者我只是摆上一部分的精力就够了？
Or perhaps I only need to put in partial energy.
我是否真的要认真？
Should I be serious about this matter?
我是否真的要有一个决心？
Should I be determined on this matter?
还是我差不多就可以了？
Or perhaps good enough is enough.
慢慢来，不要急。
I can slowly go. There's no hurry.
我们这个人其实是照着我们心中的意念来发表我们的生活的。
In fact, our lives are determined by the counsels of our hearts.
所以主耶稣他在路加福音第六章四十五节中，他有说到一句话。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 6 verse 45 it says,
在路加福音第六章四十五节中他说，善人从他的心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来，因为心里所充满的口里就说出来。
A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil.For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks.
我们会看到是我们心中的意念，我们心中的光景，我们根子里所要的，在决定我们这个人的情况。
We see that it is the counsel of our heart condition, what is in our heart fundamentally that determines our true spiritual condition.
是我们的心在决定我们的话语。
It is our heart that is determining what we say.
是我们的心的情况在决定我们的见证。
It is our heart that determines our testimony.
不是话语在影响我们的心。
It is not the words that determines our heart.
我想我们千万不要有一个错误的感觉，说我把话说对了，问题就解决了。
Let us not have this false impression that as long as we say the right things, then the matter is resolved.
或者我把道理搞明白了，我知道什么是对的了。我这个人就能够改变了。
Or if I have figured out the correct doctrine, then I can change.
其实圣经当中是没有这样的教导。
In fact, there is no such biblical teaching.
话语是绝对不能改变我们人心的情况的。
Words cannot change our heart condition.
我想我们的追求不能追求错了方向。
We cannot pursue the wrong direction.
好像把话说对了，事情做对了。我就满足了。
As long as we say the right things and we do the right things, then we're satisfied.
神是要从我们的根子上来解决我们的问题。
God wants to solve our root problem.
在箴言第四章二十三节有这样说道。
In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 it says,
他说你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为你一生的果效是由心发出的。
Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
我们一生的果效不是从嘴中发出的。
The issues of our life does not come spring forth from our words.
一生的果效不是从我们的言语当中发出的。
It doesn't come out of our mouth.
一生的果效也不是从我们做的事情当中发出的。
And the issues of our life does not spring forth from the things that we do.
我们一生的果效是从我们心中发出的。
The issues of our life springs forth from our hearts.
是我们心中的动机，心中的意念。 心中的决定，心中的价值观，在决定我们一生的果效。
It is the motives of our hearts, the counsels of our hearts, the value system that is in our hearts that determine this.
其实这些的事情在人的面前是不容易看见的。
In fact, this is difficult for man to see.
它是隐藏在暗中的。
It is hidden.
它是一个藏起来暗中的情况。
It is a secret condition.
但这些事情在我们神的眼中是非常重要的。
But it is very important in the eyes of our Lord God.
是我们的神在我们身上所寻找的事情。
It is what God seeks for in us.
神要看我们这个人的心在他的面前到底是什么样的情况。
God examines our hearts to see what is our heart condition.
神要看我们的心向着他到底是如何的。
God is looking at how our heart is directed towards him.
所以在撒母耳记上第16章17节有这样说。
Therefore, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, it says,
他说耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
主不是看我们今天的祷告，话讲的对不对。
The Lord is not looking at whether our prayers have the right words.
或者我们的今天祷告听起来好不好听。
Or perhaps our prayers sound good.
也不是在看我们今天的交通所说的话是不是属灵。
Or whether the words that we fellowship, are they spiritual or not?
主也没有在我们身上要找我们今天有没有一个可以讲出来找到工作的见证。
And the Lord is not looking for whether we have that testimony of how we found our job.
我今天有没有一个抽到 H1B 的见证我可以讲给大家听。
Or whether I have this testimony that I got the H1B that I could share on this testimony.
或者我今天是不是处在难处当中主帮助我我有一个见证可以分享给所有的人。
Or perhaps I'm in difficulty and the Lord helped me and therefore I have a testimony that I could share.
主也没有在我们身上要找我是不是能够把什么叫做重生得救讲得清楚。
And the Lord is not looking at whether we can clearly explain what it means to be born again.
主也没有在我们身上要找我们是否明白奉献的道理是什么样的。
And the Lord is not looking for whether we can fully comprehend the doctrine of consecration.
我想请大家不要误会，这些事情的本身没有什么问题。
Please do not misunderstand. These things, there's no error there.
不是事情有问题。
It's not that there's any errors involving those circumstances.
是我们这些经历事情的人的心有问题。
But the error is in our hearts when we experience these matters.
是我们心的情况在影响这些事情。
Our heart condition determines these matters.
是我们心中的 counsels of heart 在决定着这些事情。
It is the counsels of hearts that determine these things.
虽然外面可以看起来我们的确经历到一些祝福。
Even though outwardly we can seem like we have received some blessing,
我们的生活当中的确有奇妙的事情发生了。
There's indeed miraculous things that happen in our daily living.
我们所讲的是越来越对。
And the things that we say are more and more correct.
但如果我们暗中我们的心没有转向主。
But in secret, our hearts have not turned to the Lord.
我的心没有单纯的就是要来认识他。
And our heart doesn't have the simple desire of wanting to know him.
我的心里面就是为着要来跟从他。
And I don't have that desire to want to follow him.
我的心里面乃是真的被他所吸引。
But I'm actually truly drawn by him.
我的心中真的愿意让神的手能够在我的身上有作为。
And I truly allow the Lord's hand to do his work in me.
那我们所经历的所谓的见证就没有太多的价值。
Then if those are not the case, then our experiences will not have a lot of value.
在神的面前也没有什么意义。
And there's no meaning before God.
并且你会发现这些事情在我们的身上产生不出来什么的 impact.
And there will be no impact in us.
我们对主的心好像和原来是一样的。
Our hearts towards the Lord would be the same.
然后时间就这么一年一年的就过去了。
And years pass.
我们对主的认识好像只是停留在外面的事情上。
And our understanding of the Lord is still only on the outward things.
那一个认识进不到我们的心中来。
Our experience does not enter into our hearts.
主今天很看重我们的心在他的面前到底是怎么样的。
The Lord really cares about what is our heart before him.
我们的心中到底是怎么想的。
How are we thinking in our hearts?
我们在遇见一件事情的时候，我的心是如何来做反应的？
When we experience some matter, how does our heart react?
主不是要看我们的头脑是如何反应的。
The Lord is not asking, looking at how our minds would react.
我们的头脑当中有多少的标准答案，不是主在看的。
How many correct answers we have in our mind is not what the Lord looks for.
我们的头脑当中知道什么是对的，什么是该有的反应，也不是神在看的。
We have the head knowledge of knowing what is right and wrong. That is not what the Lord is looking at either.
我们的头脑其实是会给自己讲一篇道的。
In fact, our minds can preach to ourselves.
我们的头脑会试图在那里说服我们自己。
And our minds can persuade ourselves.
告诉我们要做什么样的事情是对的事情。
They will tell us what are things that we ought to do.
不要做什么样的事情，因为那件事是错的事情。
There are certain things that we shouldn't do because those are incorrect things.
我该有什么样的表现，不该有什么样的表现。
I should have this appearance, I should not have that appearance.
我要说什么样的话，我不该说什么样的话。
I should say this kind of words, I should not say those things.
神没有要来看我知道多少的道理。
God is not looking at how much doctrine we understand.
也没有要来看每一次有事情发生，我是不是给自己在讲对的道理。
Or that every time when something happens, whether I am finding the right truth to speak to myself.
因为无论我们知道多少的标准答案，我们的头脑能讲出多少的道理来。
Because as much as we can give the correct answers or that we can preach the correct doctrines to ourselves,
这些都没有办法改变我们心中的情况。
All these cannot change our heart condition.
头脑的反应不是我们这个人的真实的情况。
The reaction of the mind does not reveal our true condition.
心的反应才是我们这个人在神面前的光景。
The reaction of our heart would be the one that reveals our true condition before God.
头脑会给我们很多的假象。
Our mind will give us a lot of facade.
让我们会以为我只要把道理讲得对，我就在学属灵的功课。
That we'll think that if we can explain the doctrine correctly, then we are learning spiritual lessons.
我想这是一个完全错误的观念。
This is a thought that is completely wrong.
如果我们真的对自己诚实。
If we are honest with ourselves.
我想我们身上都有这样的经历。
We would have this experience in us.
当我们和同事、老板、家人发生争执的时候。
When we have some dispute with our colleagues or family members.
甚至好像要快要吵起来的时候。
Perhaps we're about to have a fight.
我们的头脑马上会来给自己讲道理。
And our minds would start to reason.
他是我的权柄，我要尊重他。
He is my authority, I must submit.
我要学习顺服的功课。
I need to learn the obedience lesson.
这个人不是我的仇敌。
This man is not my enemy.
我不是在与属血气的征战。
I'm not wrestling with flesh and blood.
我乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界、已经天空属灵气的恶魔在征战。
But I'm wrestling with the principalities in the air.
有的时候的确我们好像那个火气没有发出来。
Perhaps our anger did not explode.
我们的外面是很有礼貌的说了一些话。
And outwardly we might be very polite and we say
我们把火压下去了。
And we suppressed our anger.
我们就觉得我今天还不错。
And we think, oh, we're pretty good today.
我背了一个十字架。
I carried my cross today.
我有一个小得胜。
I have a small victory.
但是我们的心中到底是怎么样的反应？
But what is our reaction in our heart?
如果我们的心向自己诚实。
If our hearts are honest with ourselves.
我们心中常常是有这样的反应。
Then we often have this kind of reaction.
我们会觉得你到底是谁？你敢这样的讲我？
Who are you that you could speak like this to me?
我最受不了的就是你这样跟我讲话。
But what I do not like is you speaking like this to me.
好像这个时候我全世界就只有我面前这个人是我的敌人。
It is as if in the whole world there's only one enemy and that is the person in front of me.
我的里面是气得不得了。
And within me I'm filled with wrath.
但是我因为知道发脾气不对。
But because I know that it is a sin to be angry.
我不该骂回去。
I shouldn't scold back.
我就在那里强烈的忍着不要发出来。
Therefore, I suppress that anger and control it.
我就向自己讲道理，试图把火气压下去。
Therefore, I start to reason with myself and try to suppress that anger.
但是你会发现道理讲对了，我们的心却没有改变。
But even though we say the right things, but our hearts have not changed.
你会发现我们心中的那个反应是压不下去的。
But you'll know that the response in reaction in our hearts, we cannot suppress that.
我的心中仍然在抱怨。
I'm still complaining in my heart.
我的心中仍然是不服的。
I'm still not obedient in my heart.
我的心中仍然在发火。
I'm still angry in my heart.
这一个是我们心中的光景。
This is the condition of our heart.
这个心中的光景也是我们在神面前真实的光景。
And this condition in our hearts is also the true condition before God.
神不是在看我们外面如何。
God is not looking at outward appearance.
也不是看我们这个人表现出来的是怎么样的。
And he's not looking at how we conduct ourselves outwardly.
我们在人的面前是如何的见证。
What is our testimony before men?
只有在人面前的见证, 那个不是真的见证。
If we only have a testimony before men, that is not true testimony.
只有在人面前的得胜, 也不是真的得胜。
If we only have a victory before men, that is not true victory either.
那一个不是真的属灵。
That is not true being spiritual.
如果我们不注意我们心中的情况是如何的,
if we are not careful to consider our heart condition,
我们今天只注意维持我们在人面前有一个什么样的见证,
and we're only caring about how we maintain our testimony before men,
我们不注意我们的心在我们神的面前是怎样的光景,
and we don't care about our heart condition before our Lord.
这样的信主其实和追求修养是差不多的。
This kind of pursuit is as if we're just doing self-cultivation.
神不是要在看我们这个火有没有发出来。
God is not looking at whether we suppress our anger or not.
神也没有要看我们是不是聚会都来参加了。
And God is not looking at whether we have attended all the meetings.
神也没有要看我们是不是每一次都祷告。
And God is not looking at whether we prayed every single time.
在哥林多前书第4章第5节, 主有说过一句话,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5, Lord says this.
他说只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念，那时个人要从神那里得着称赞。
Until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts, then each one's praise will come from God.
神要看我们暗中的隐情到底是怎么样的。
God will look at our hidden things of darkness.
神要看我们人心的意念到底是如何的。
And he will look at the counsels of our hearts.
如果我们今天不注意，不在这些事情上认真的话，
if we're not serious on these matters,
只满足有一个外面的见证，
and we only are satisfied with an outward testimony,
到那一天神要把这些事情显明出来，
that one day God will reveal these things to,
那个是非常羞愧的，
and we will be put to shame.
所以我们今天一定要在神的面前诚实。
Therefore today we must be honest before
God. 我们要诚实面对我们心中的光景是如何的。
We have to be honest about our heart condition.
我们要看我们的心在神的面前到底是如何反应的。
We have to look at how our hearts react before our God.
求主怜悯我们，不到那一天才显出来。
May the Lord have mercy on us that this will not just be revealed that day.
我们今天就要在神的面前显出我们心的光景是怎么样的。
But today our heart condition must be revealed before our Lord.
而不是只显出我们头脑的反应是如何的。
Not just to reveal our reaction of the mind.
我们必须要能够经历把头脑和心能够分开。
We must experience the separation of our mind and our heart.
如果我们不能分开我们的头脑和我们的心的话，
if we cannot separate our mind and our heart,
我不能分开我到底是一个头脑的基督徒还是一个心的基督徒，
if we cannot discern whether we are simply Christians in our head or we follow the Lord with our heart,
那我们其实就是一个糊涂的人。
Then we are fools.
我们在属灵的事上其实是门外汉。
That in terms of spiritual matters, we're only but outsiders.
我们不仅要能够分开心和头脑。
Not only do we need to separate our mind and our heart,
我们今天一定要追求不成为一个头脑的基督徒。
We must pursue to not become a Christian in our mind only.
我不能在头脑上来跟从主。
Because we cannot follow the Lord only with our mind.
我们一定要是一个用心来跟从我们主的人。
Because we must be people who follow the Lord with our heart.
因为用头脑其实是没有属灵的路可以走的。
Because if we're using our mind to follow the Lord, there is no spiritual way to walk upon.
我们的里面要非常严肃地来对待这件事情。
We have to treat this matter very seriously.
如果马虎无所谓的话，
if we are careless regarding this matter,
我们其实可能是一直在用头脑,
then perhaps we continue to use our mind,
但自己都不知道,
and we don't even know.
我可能感觉自己还不错,
perhaps we feel that we are pretty good.
因为我有聚会, 我也有祷告, 我也有交通, 我都有的。
Because I come to meetings, I have fellowship, and I have all these.
我们要在主面前是一个完全诚实的人。
Before the Lord, we must be completely honest.
是就是是，不是就是不是。
It's yes, then yes. No, then no.
有就是有，没有就是没有。
If we have it, then we have it. If not, then no.
如果我们肯诚实的话，
If we're willing to be honest,
神会借着我们所遭遇的事，把我们这个人的情况显出来的。
God will use the circumstances that we face to reveal our condition.
神会把我们所结的果子显给我们看的。
He will reveal the fruits that we bear.
我们就会发现我们这个人的身上其实有一个很大的矛盾。
Then we'll find that there's a huge contradiction in ourselves.
就是我的头脑，我明明知道我该为主而活。
That in our mind we know that we ought to live for our Lord.
可是我生命中结出的果子，我是在为自己而活。
But in terms of the fruit that I bear, I'm living for myself.
我才能够发现我的心没有要为主而活。
Then I can realize that my heart doesn't want to live for my Lord.
我才发现我的心是为着我的自己。
That my heart is actually for myself.
我只是头脑知道为主活是一件好的事情。
It is only that in my mind I know that living for the Lord is a good thing.
或者我明明知道不要爱世界。
Or perhaps I know that I ought not to love this world.
可是我结出来的果子，我是在那里爱世界。
But the fruit that I bear shows that I'm loving the world.
好像世界是更吸引我的。
The world, it seems like it draws me even more.
我是在那里主动的去要爱世界的。
And in fact, I actively love the world.
我才发现我的心其实是爱世界的。
Then through this, I would notice that my heart actually loves the world.
我才发现我的心没有真的在爱主。
Then I would notice that I'm actually not loving the Lord with my heart.
我只是头脑当中知道不要爱世界。
It is only that in my mind I know I ought not to love this world.
因为爱世界是不好的事情。
Because loving this world is not a good thing.
或者我明明知道是要舍己。
Or perhaps I know that I ought to deny myself.
可是我结出的果子是受到一点的苦，我就非常的不愿意了。
But the fruit that I bear shows that if there's any difficulty, then I'm unwilling.
只要有一点与我的意见不合，伤到了我的尊严，我是绝对不会接受的。
As long as there's some opinion that's slightly different than mine and it hurts my pride, then I would not accept it.
我里面的火气马上就起来了。
And my anger will rise up immediately.
我才会慢慢的发现我的心当中是拒绝舍己的。
Then I would know that in my heart, in fact, I denying myself.
我才发现我只是头脑当中知道要舍己。
That I would know that in my mind, I know I ought to deny myself.
或者我明明知，我头脑当中知道我不要嫉妒别人。
And in my mind, perhaps I know that I should not be envious of others.
可是我结出的那个果子，我看见别人被夸奖，别人被看中了，我的心里面就不舒服。
But the fruit that I bear shows that when I see other people who are commended, and then I don't feel good about that.
我的心里面看到别人高升了，我里面就非常的难过。
And in my heart, when I see others being raised up, then I feel sorrowful.
我才发现我的心里面是充满嫉妒的。
Then I would realize that in my heart, I'm filled with envy.
我只是头脑当中知道不要嫉妒，因为它不是一件好的事情。
It is only that in my mind, I know I ought not to be envious because that is not a good thing.
只有通过这些事情被显出来，我们才会发现我是活在头脑里的。
Only through these matters, when these are made known to us, then we will know that we are living in our mind.
我是可以明白，我也可以认同。
We can understand, or we can even agree.
我也可以在那里讲说。
I could even explain.
但是我的心里面是拒绝这样生活的。
But in my heart, I reject this kind of life.
如果我们向主诚实。
If we're honest before our Lord.
在主面前是一个认真的人。
If we're serious before Him.
我们迟早会有一天要经历这样的矛盾。
One sooner or later will experience this contradiction.
就我们会发现用头脑是没有用处的。
Then we'll find out that using our mind is not, there's no profit.
并且我们的心里面是很苦的。
And in fact, we are miserable in our hearts.
外面好像可以过得去。
Outwardly, it seems that we can live this way.
外面没有犯太大的罪。
And we don't have a lot of outward sins.
但是里面根本是被世界、被罪、被自己所绑住的。
But within, we are bound by the world, bound by sin, bound by ourselves.
我们会发现我的里面是没有出路的。
And we'll find that there's no way out.
我根本不知道怎么来过基督徒的生活。
I do not know how to live a Christian life.
我只知道怎么去过基督教徒的生活。
I only know how to live a religious life.
我想我们要感谢主，如果这些事情被显出来了。
If these things are made known to us, we ought to thank the Lord.
只有显出来，我们才可能离开头脑。
Because only if these things are made known, then we can depart from the condition of the mind.
我们才可能有一个转变，从心中来认识主。
Then we can have that turning point that we would know the Lord from our heart.
我们里面才会有一个真的感到贫穷的感觉。
Then we'll truly have that feeling of being poor in spirit within.
我们才会对真的属灵的事情感到渴慕。
Then we will truly have a yearning.For spiritual matters.
因为你会发现之前做的事情都是外面头脑当中的事。
Because then we'll notice that all the things that we're doing before but outward things.
我们里面才会醒过来，看见我与主所要的差的是非常的远。
Then we'll be awakened within and see that what we have and what the Lord wants are very far apart.
我的里面才明白过来，知道是一回事。但是心中的改变是另外一回事。
Then I would know that understanding is one thing, but actually being changed is a whole other matter.
我才发现知道是一回事，生命的见证表现出来是另外的一回事。
Then I would know that understanding is one matter, but actually living this out in true experience, that is a whole other matter.
每一次这样的发现，每一次发现我里面真的没有。
Every time when I notice that I do not have that within,
我发现我是瞎眼的，是贫穷的。
When I notice that I'm blind, that I'm poor,
主才会在我们里面产发出来一个渴慕的心。
Then the Lord can engender within us a heart of yearning.
我们里面才会真的有一个祈求的心。
Then we would have a heart of seeking.
我们才会有一个寻找的心。
Then we would have a heart.
我们才会有一个要来叩门的心。
Then we will have a heart that is knocking.
我们里面才会有一个真的饥渴慕义的心。
Then we will have a heart that thirsts for righteousness.
让我们里面真的产生一个极大的动力和吸引力，要在主面前得着那真实的。
So that there will be a great motivation within that we would gain what God really wants.
如果我们的生命当中从来没有过这样的矛盾。
If we never had this kind of contradiction in our lives,
我从来没有感觉到里面是贫穷的。
I've never felt that I'm poor within.
我就一直在聚会。
I continue to meet.
我也在读经，我也在祷告。
I continue to read scripture. I continue to pray.
其实每周都差不多。
Every week it seems the same.
我里面觉得也还不错。
And I feel I'm pretty good within.
我生命当中没有觉得有什么问题。
I don't think there's anything wrong, really.
我好像也习惯了这样的在过。
And I'm used to this kind of routine.
那我们其实对认识主是非常无所谓的人。
Then we, if in that condition, then we are people who are really careless before our Lord in terms of knowing Him.
其实换一句话说，我们是一个一样都不缺的人。
In other words, we are someone who has no lack.
我们里面是会觉得是一个富足的人。
We will feel that we are rich within.
是这样的情况，是一个一直活在头脑当中的人。
This is the condition of someone who continues to live in the mind.
我们可以在对真理的解释和接收上面没有太大的问题。
And we would not have any issues with understanding and accepting truth.
但是我们在生命的追求上表现出来是被动的。
But in terms of our life, what exposes is that we are passive.
因为我的里面不感觉到缺乏。
Because we do not feel the lack within.
所以我不会觉得饥渴。
Therefore, I would not have that thirst.
一个不觉得饿的人，你如果让他吃的话，他一定很被动。
If someone is not hungry and you force that person to eat, that would be very passive.
什么都是强迫的。
Everything is forced.
他吃了还觉得很难受。
And that person is eating and doesn't feel good.
因为他不需要吃。
Because that person doesn't need to eat.
因为他不是一个饥饿的人。
Because that person is not hungry.
但是一个人如果里面是饥饿的话。
But if someone is hungry within.
今天我们不需要告诉他，解释给他听什么叫做饿。
then we don't have to explain what it means to be hungry.
我们也不用告诉他什么叫做张开嘴去吃。
And we don't have to explain how to open your mouth to eat.
他自己就会去吃的。
The person will just eat.
因为他里面感觉到饥饿。
Because that person feels a hunger within.
当我们活在头脑当中的时候。
When we live within our mind.
靠着头脑在那里跟从主的时候。
That we follow the Lord with our mind.
其实不是说我们好像看起来没有追求。
It is not that we don't have any outward appearance of pursuing the Lord.
我们看起来也在追求。
It looks like we are pursuing the Lord.
我们也在那里学功课。
It looks like we are learning lessons.
我们的表现是也想要来学功课。
And our appearance is that we want to learn those lessons.
为什么？因为我们知道应该学功课。
Why? Because we know that we ought to be learning lessons.
因为我知道学功课，学属灵的功课是一件好的事情。
Because we know that learning spiritual lessons, that is a good thing.
那个动力，那个追求的原因和我们做事的原因往往都是那件事情是好的，是对的。
Therefore, all our motivation is typically we know that something is good.
因为它是对的，所以我去做。
Or something is right, then we will do it.
或者我不做某件事情。
Or for not doing something.
是因为它是错的，它是不好的，所以我不做。
Because I know it is incorrect or that it is bad, then I won't do it.
换一句话说，也就是我们的追求当中只是和事情的对错来发生关系。
In other words,Our pursuit is only in relation to things that are good or bad.
我们其实不太需要和主发生什么关系。
In fact, we don't quite need a relationship with our Lord.
因为我头脑当中的知识告诉我该做，我就去做。
Because in my mind, my knowledge tells me this is good or bad, then I would do it or not.
我的头脑告诉我这是好的，我就努力的去做。
If something is good, my mind tells me something is good, then I would strive to do it.
我的头脑告诉我这个不好，我就用意志克制自己不要去做。
If my mind tells me this is not good, then I would use my will to not do it.
整件事情不是因为主在那里吸引我。
The whole thing is not because the Lord is attracting me.
不是主吸引我，所以我要追求。
It is not because He draws me so that I would pursue after Him.
而是因为那件事情是对的，所以我追求。
But rather because that thing is right, so I would do it.
不是圣灵在里面提醒我，感动我。
It is not the Holy Spirit within me,hastening me.
我要放下自己。
That I need to lay down myself.
而是放下自己是对的事情，所以我要放下自己。
But rather, it's because I know that laying down myself is the right thing to do, therefore I will lay down myself.
所以我要逼着自己去放下自己。
Therefore, I will force myself to lay down myself.
那个背后的目的其实不是要在主身上得着什么。
The purpose behind is not...Why we want to gain something of the Lord.
而是我要把事情做对。
But that I want to do the right thing.
因为那件事是对的。
Because that thing is right.
我们的生活中的确很多时候被一些事物在捆绑。
Indeed, we're often bound by things and matters in our daily living.
我们好像成了那件事情的奴仆。
We become a slave to that matter.
我们都知道那件事情不好。
We all know that that thing is not good.
旁边也有弟兄姊妹提醒我们不要这样做。
And there are brothers and sisters beside us that remind us to not do that. Those
所以我要学习不受他的捆绑。
So I must learn to not be bound by these things.
我就告诉自己不要陷在那个里面。
Then I tell myself to not be bound in these things.
但是如果我只是知道因为它不好，所以我不做。
But if I only know that these things are not good, therefore I don't do them.
我只是知道我不该被捆绑，所以我不做他的奴仆。
If I only know that I ought not to be bound, so therefore I will not be enslaved by it.
而我们里面没有从心中要做主的奴仆来跟从主。
But we don't have the desire within to want to become the Lord's slave.
我们心中没有一个感觉说因着这件事情我跟主的关系被拉开了，我没有办法继续跟从主了。
If we don't have this feeling that because of this matter that my relationship with the Lord has a hindrance,
那即使今天我在这件事情上得到了释放之后
，then even after I'm released from this matter,
我也会成为另外一件事情的奴仆的。
I will become enslaved to yet another thing.
我们很多的时候在那里求主，求主救我脱离这件事情。
A lot of times we ask the Lord, plead with Him to save us from something.
因为我知道我不该陷进去。
Because I know that I ought not to be in this condition.
但我却陷进去了。
But I'm still in that condition.
比如说我今天好像总在那里买包。Keep buying bags.
Perhaps today I keep buying bags.
我好像已经买了很多了。
Oh, if I buy a lot of purses,
但我还是停不下来。
But I cannot stop myself.
所以我要求主救我，我知道那个不好。
So I ask the Lord to help me because I know that it's not right.
我就求主让我不要成为包的奴仆。
I ask the Lord to help me not be enslaved by purses.
但是好像主也没有救我。
But it seems like the Lord doesn't save me.
我想我们看一下罗马书第六章十三节跟十八节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 6 verse 13 and 18.
他有说到十三节，他说也不要将你们的肢体献给罪，做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Verse 13 says, And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
第十八节
Verse 18
你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness.
其实圣经当中是没有一个思想说主只救我们不成为罪的奴仆的。
In fact, the Bible doesn't have this thought that he will save us from becoming, from being slaves of sin.
Only save us.
Only save us from being slaves of sin.
我想我们不要误会，我不是说主今天不要救我们脱离罪的捆绑。
Do not misunderstand. I'm not saying that the Lord will not save us from being slaves of sin.
但这件事情 不是不完全的。
But this is only partial.
它只是救恩的一面。
It is only one side of redemption.
它不是全部。
It is not the full redemption.
主从罪中救我们脱离那个捆绑，让我们不做罪的奴仆。
The Lord saves us out of sin so that we are not enslaved to sin.
为的是要我们今天能够成为义的奴仆，成为主的奴仆。
For the purpose that we are today now slaves of righteousness, that we are slaves of our Lord.
我们今天可以来侍奉他。
That we today can serve him.
这是一件事情的两面。
This is two sides of the same matter.
我们是不能把它分开的。
We cannot separate these two.
神救以色列人出了埃及。
God saved the Israelites out of Egypt.
是为了要让他们来侍奉神。
It is so that they could serve God.
这个自由是为了要让他们来侍奉神。
The freedom that is given to them is so that they have freedom to serve him.
这个自由不是只为了得了释放就没有事情了。
The freedom is not for being set free and therefore you're free.
所以今天主不是要来救我们，好像只不做包的奴仆。
Therefore, today the Lord is not saving us just so that we are not slaves to purses.
明天我们好像又成为买车的奴仆了。
Because today, tomorrow we'll become slaves to buying cars.
再过一天我又成为脾气的奴仆。
Tomorrow I will become slaves to being angry.
之后我又成为另外一件事情的奴仆。
And then I'll become another slave to another thing and so on.
然后我就在那里再求主救我脱离这些事情。
And I will continue to ask the Lord to help me to be set free from these things.
好像我的一辈子就在是学这些的功课。
My entire life I would be learning this kind of lesson.
我做了各种事情的奴仆，我在求主脱离不做这些事情的奴仆。
I have become slaves to a lot of different things and I am asking the Lord to help me be set free from these things.
之后再进入一个循环当中，成为别样事情的奴仆。
And then I get into another circle of another thing.
这个不是我们的神要我们过的生活。
This is not the life that our God wants us to live.
这些事情的本身是好的，是没有错的。
These things, there's nothing wrong with them.
主也不要我们成为罪的奴仆。
Indeed, He does not want us to be slaves to sin.
但是主今天更要我们成为他的奴仆。
But more so, today He wants us to become slaves to Him.
主更要我们里面被他吸引，甘愿成为他的奴仆来侍奉他。
He wants us to be drawn by Him that we will willingly be slaves to Him and serve Him.
主要我们里面成为义的奴仆。
He wants us within to want to become slaves of righteousness.
因为他爱我，所以我里面愿意来讨他的喜悦。
Because He loves me, therefore I want to please Him.
我是从心中渴慕，要来侍奉他。成为他的奴仆。
In my heart, I have this desire that I want him and I want to become his slave.
其实我们如果只是知道某件事情不对，而不要成为他的奴仆。
In fact, if we only know that something is wrong and we shouldn't become that thing's slave,
我们是不可能真的不做罪的奴仆的。
Then we cannot truly become free from being slaves to sin.
因为如果我今天脱离了那件事情的捆绑。
Because if today I am set free,from the encumbrance of that thing.
我不做那件事情的奴仆了。
I'm no longer slave to that thing.
我里面又没有要成为主的奴仆来侍奉主。
But I don't have a desire to become slaves to the Lord to serve him.
我就突然成为一个没有目标的人了。
Then suddenly I become someone who is without purpose.
因为突然有一天我不那么爱买包了。
to someday I suddenly do not have any desire to buy more purses.
我都不知道我要干什么。
Then I don't know what else I should do.
那我就只有开始接下来去买鞋。
Then I have to go start buying shoes.
我是自动进入另外一个奴仆的生活。
I will automatically go into being slaves of something else.
头脑知道不做罪的奴仆是没有用处的。
In the mind, knowing that I ought not to be slaves to sin is pointless.
我们头脑再清楚不要做罪的奴仆它是不好是没有用的。
No matter how clear we are regarding that we shouldn't be slaves to things, it will still have no effect.
因为我们的生活不是跟着我们的头脑走的。
Because our lives are not driven by our mind.
头脑的知道不会让我真的恨恶罪。
Merely knowing in our mind would not cause us to hate sin.
因为我的心中如果不是要来跟从主，
if my heart does not have the desire to follow the Lord,
我的心中不是要来讨主的喜悦，
and in my heart I do not want to please Him,
我其实不会觉得我有一种得罪主的感觉，
then I would not have this feeling that I have sinned against Him.
我只是觉得只是那个罪让我觉得不是很舒服。
But rather, it is just that sin would make me feel uncomfortable.
我不喜欢那个不舒服的感觉。
I dislike that feeling of uncomfortable.
我不喜欢那个看起来不爱主的感觉。
I dislike that feeling of appearing as if I do not love the Lord.
我不喜欢那个看起来不够属灵的感觉。
I do not like the feeling of appearing as if I am not spiritual enough.
其实说到底我是要让自己感觉舒服。
So if we really get to the point, it is that we want to feel comfortable.
就是如果弟兄们有一年都没有提到奉献，
if perhaps brothers have not mentioned consecration for a whole year,
可能我自己也忘了，
perhaps I would have forgotten about it.
我也没有真的要来对待这件事情，
and I really don't want to face this matter.
有时候我们要脱离罪的捆绑，要奉献给主，要传福音。
Sometimes we want to be set free from sin and we want to follow the Lord and we want to spread the gospel.
是因为弟兄们一直在那里讲。
It's because brothers keep sharing on this matter.
所以我的头脑一直在那里被提醒。
Therefore, my mind continues to be reminded.
所以我要学。
Therefore, I must learn.
弟兄一直在讲要回归，所以我头脑告诉我我要回归。
Brother keeps sharing that we have to return, therefore I will return.
弟兄们
learn returning.
弟兄们说要清楚重生得救，我就要搞清楚什么是重生得救。
Brothers keep sharing that we need to be clear on being born again, therefore I want to figure out what it means to be born again.
因为天天讲让我的头脑感觉有点压力。
Because daily I keep hearing these reminders, so I feel some pressure in my mind.
但如果有一天这个题目换了，
But if one day this topic changed,
我的心中是否还看重那些事呢？
Whether does my heart still take importance on these matters?
还是但凡我的头脑不再被提醒的时候，我也没有什么感觉了。
Or perhaps that if we are not reminded, then we no longer have that kind of feeling.
在罗马书第八章二十八节跟二十九节有说到。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 28,
罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29.
有说到，因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面肉身的割礼也不是真割礼，唯有里面做的才是真犹太人。真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来。
For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God.
真的做基督徒是里面的事情。
To be a Christian is an inward thing.
是心里做的，不是外面做的。
It is regarding the heart, not outward appearance.
不是头脑的。
It is not just a matter of the mind.
靠头脑是没有办法做基督徒的。
Only caring about the mind, then we cannot be a true Christian.
头脑是不和神发生关系的。
Because the mind does not have anything to do with God.
头脑是只关注人怎么看我。
The mind cares about how others see us.
看我做的对不对。
Whether we're doing the right things.
真的做基督徒是心里的。
To be true Christian, we must be one in the heart.
是关注神今天怎么看我。
To care about how the Lord looks at us.
因为我要得的称赞是从神来的称赞。
Whether we're looking for recommendation from God.
我想我们用心来认识主是太重要的一件事情。
To know our Lord through our heart is so important.
用头脑是没有办法做基督徒的。
Because using our mind only then we cannot be a true Christian.
我们的心在神的面前到底是什么情况？
What is our heart condition before our God?
我的心里面是否真的渴慕过基督徒的生活？
Do we truly desire to live a Christian life in our heart?
当我看到神的要求，我又看到我自己里面的光景时，我里面是否真的在求主呢？
When we see God's requirements, His standards, and we look at our own conditions, then
我是否真的求主，不管什么样的代价，不管是什么样的路，我要追求过上真的基督徒的生活。
Then do we cry out to the Lord, say, by, at any cost, by any road that we want to live this life?
还是我的头脑知道，我头脑告诉我要过基督徒的生活。
Or is it only my mind tells me that I ought to live a Christian life?
但是我的心其实只要过一个基督教徒的生活。
But my heart actually says it's enough to just be living a religious life.
信耶稣是新的事情。
To believe the Lord, believe Jesus is a matter of the heart.
是心如何，不是头脑如何。
It is how our mindHeart is not how our mind is.
我们真的要认识主，也是心来认识主。
If we truly want to know the Lord, it is our heart that knows the Lord.
不是头脑的问题。
It is not a matter of the mind.
没有一个人是可以借着凭头脑来认识神的。
No one can know God merely by his mind.
头脑其实是我们这个人很外面的部分。
In fact, our mind is something that is very outward.
是很表面的，它不会深入的。
It is very superficial.
我们在和人其实相处的时候，
When we're with other people,
其实如果停在头脑里的话，
if we stay in the matter of our mind,
我们会感觉我们和那个人的关系是很疏远的。
Then our relationship with others are quite far.
好像我们谈论的都是客观的事情。
We talk about objective things.
我这个人好像绝对不会跟你敞开谈我心里面的情况。
I won't open myself up and talk about what is in my heart.
你会发现谈来谈去都在那里客套。
Then whatever we're saying, these are just small talk.
其实都是一些无关痛痒的事情。
These are irrelevant matters.
会感觉其实说了很多的话。
You'll feel like we said a lot of things.
其实也讲了很多的事情。
And we talked about a lot of matters.
其实也在一起，好像在一起玩。
And it seems like we had a lot of fun together.
但心里面感觉好像和没有说是差不多的。
But then in our heart, we feel that if we didn't have all those chats, it's all the same.
因为我们的心没有碰到核心的问题。
Because our heart did not touch on a key issue.
我不表露我心中真实的感受。
I do not express my true feeling in my heart.
我都是以一个第三者的角度在那里谈论。
I talk about things from the third person.
我是不把我自己这个人带进来的。
I do not bring myself into the conversation.
我发现其实接触了很长的时间。
Even if I have this kind of relationship with someone for a long time.
我们感觉好像不是很认识这个人。
But it seems like we still don't know this person.
就感觉中间好像隔着一层的东西。
There seems to be something separating us.
那个关系非常的生疏。
Our relationship is very far.
再谈的时间久也没有什么用处。
Even if we spend more time, then there will be no effect.
因为心里面是封闭起来的。
Because our hearts are closed to one another.
但如果是知心的朋友。
But on the other hand, if we have a close friend,
我们会把心打开的。
We will open our hearts.
我们不会是只在那里客套的。
We won't just have small talk.
我们只在那里谈谈我头脑中是怎么看的。
Or just talk about things, views in our mind.
我们会把心中的感受告诉对方的。
But we'll tell each other how we feel in our heart.
你会觉得心打开，那个关系就拉近了。
So that when we open our hearts, then our relationship is much closer.
人跟人之间的关系能够亲近，是要用心的。
For people to be close to others, we need to use our heart.
只有把心打开，我们才能够真的认识。
Only if we open our hearts, then we can truly know someone.
我们如果认识主，我们不知道怎么用我们的心的话。
In the same way, if we are knowing our Lord and we don't know how to use our heart.
我们如果不把我们心中的事情告诉主。
If we don't tell the Lord what is in our heart.
我们如果不把我们的心向着主完全敞开的话。
If we do not open our hearts fully before Him.
我们不把我的心毫无保留的都让主看。
If we don't let Him look at our entire heart without reservation.
我只是凭着头脑要来认识主。
And I'm only using my mind to want to know the Lord.
那个是绝对不可能来认识主的。
Then that would be impossible.
并且主也不让我们来认识他。
And in fact, the Lord will not let us know him.
主也会向我们这个人封闭起来。
The Lord will be closed to us.
主是乐意要启示我们。
The Lord is indeed glad to reveal himself to us.
但是如果我们这一边的心不向着主打开，
But if our hearts are not open towards him,
我们不是要用心来认识我们的主，
and we're not using our hearts to know the Lord,
主就不要来启示我们。
Then God, the Lord will not reveal himself to us.
我们即使花上再多的时间祷告、聚会、跟读经，
No matter how much time we spend meeting, praying, and reading the scripture,
我们只要不是诚实的向把心向神打开，
If we are not honestly opening our hearts before our Lord,
心中毫无隐藏的向主敞开，
that we open our hearts without any hindrance,
我们就不能够认识主。
If we don't do that, then we cannot know the Lord.
我不知道我们还记不记得在路加福音当中有一个故事？
Perhaps you remember the story in the Gospel of Luke.
它是在路加福音第二十章里面。
It's in Luke chapter 20.
我想我就只读一下中文。
We'll only read this in Chinese.
它是路加福音第二十章的一到八节。
Luke chapter 20 verse 1-8.
就是有一天耶稣在殿里教训百姓，讲福音的时候，祭司长和文士并长老前来，问他说，你告诉我们，你仗着什么权柄做这些事？给你这权柄的是谁呢？耶稣回答说，我也要问你们一句话，并且你们且告诉我，约翰的洗礼是从天上来的，是从人间来的呢？他们彼此商议说，我们若说是从天上来，他必说，你们为什么不信他呢？若说从人间来，百姓都要用石头打死我们，因为他们信约翰是先知。于是回答说，不知道是从哪里来的。耶稣说，我也不告诉你们，我仗着什么权柄做这些事。我想如果我们记得这个故事的话，
If we remember the story,
在这里祭司长跟长老他们心中真的有问题的。
And here, the high priest and the scribe, the chief priest and the scribes, they do have a question in their heart.
他们里面觉得耶稣到底是谁？
They're wondering, who is this Jesus?
是谁给他的权柄能够做这样的事情？
Who gave him this authority that he could do these things?
所以他们就过来问主耶稣。
So they came over to ask the Lord Jesus.
说你告诉我们，你是仗着谁的权柄做这些事的？
They said, by what authority are you doing these things?
但主耶稣没有直接回答他们。
But the Lord Jesus did not answer them directly.
主耶稣也问了他们一个问题。
The Lord Jesus asked them a question.
他说，你们若告诉我，我就告诉你。
He says, if you tell me, if you answer me, then I'll answer you.
我想圣经很奇妙的把祭司长跟长老心理活动是怎么样的记下来。
Scripture is very marvelous. It records the thoughts of these chief priests and scribes.
并且有三本的福音书都记下了这件事。
And it is recorded in three gospels.
记下了他们的心中的那个 counsels of heart 是什么样的。
It is recording what their counsels of heart are like.
你发现他们很矛盾的。
You find that there's some contradiction here.
他们在那里想，如果我今天说约翰的洗礼是从天上来的。
They're thinking, if we say today that the baptism of John comes from heaven.
那耶稣一定要问我，你在说谎吧。
Then Jesus will say, are you a liar?
因为我今天没有相信。
Because I did not believe.
我没有相信那个洗礼真的是从天上来的。
Because I don't truly believe that that baptism comes from heaven.
但如果我说这个洗礼是地上来的。
But if we say that the baptism is from this earth.
我说这是一个很平常的事情。
I think this is something very ordinary.
但是他们又一想，也不能这么讲。
But then they realized they couldn't say this either.
因为百姓都把约翰当作先知。
Because the people consider John the Baptist a prophet.
我如果这么讲的话，百姓要用石头来打我。
If we say such a thing, then the people will stone us.
所以他们心中的 counsels of heart 就告诉他们了一个回答。
Therefore, in their counsels of heart, they came up with this answer.
他就告诉主耶稣，我不知道。
So they tell the Lord, I do not know.
我不表态。
I will not make a decision on this.
我是中立的态度。
I'm someone who's neutral.
我不清楚。
I'm uncertain.
他们觉得这是一个好像很智慧的回答。
They thought this is a very wise response.
我不把心中真实的感觉告诉主。
I will not tell you what is my true feeling in my heart.
我推搪一下，不直接回答。
And I will just circumvent this question.
只要不正面回答，这件事情就过去了。
If I don't directly respond to this, then this thing will pass.
但是结果，当他们告诉主，我不知道。
But when after they said we do not know.
主耶稣也说，我也不告诉你们。
Then Jesus says, I will also not tell you.
我也不告诉你们我是仗着什么权柄做这些事的。
Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things.
当祭司长跟长老们 不把心中的实情告诉主的时候
When the chief priests and the scribes did not tell the Lord according to their heart,
主也不告诉他们
Then the Lord did not speak to them either.
主也不把自己的心向他们打开
Then the Lord does not open his heart towards them.
主的心也向他们隐藏起来
Then the Lord's heart is also hidden before them.
这些祭司长跟长老是很熟悉旧约圣经的
These chief priests and scribes are very familiar with the Old Testament.
其实按道理讲的话，他们应该很容易认识主。
Actually, it would seem that it would be very easy for them to know the Lord.
因为头脑那么好，有很多的知识。
Because they have so much head knowledge.
但是认识神是心的问题。
But knowing the Lord God is a matter of the heart.
一个人的心如果向主封闭起来。
If someone's heart is closed before the Lord,
一个人的心如果向主不诚实的话
If someone's heart is not honest before the Lord,
即使知道再多圣经的知识也不能够认识神
No matter how much biblical knowledge we have, we cannot know the Lord.
我们不把自己的心告诉主
If we do not tell the Lord our heart,
主也不把他的心告诉我们
And he will not tell us what's on his heart.
因为主自己说他也不告诉我们
Because the Lord says here that neither will he tell us.
这是一件很可怕的事情。
This is something very serious.
如果主自己说他不告诉我们。
If the Lord himself says that he will not tell us.
那我们还有什么方法能够认识主呢
Then what is a way for us to know him?
那我们在认识主的事情上真的是没有路了。
Then there will be no way to know him.
我就是再祷告再聚会也没有用。
No matter how much I pray, how much I meet, it will have been in vain.
我都没有可能来认识神，因为他不要告诉我。
I cannot possibly know the Lord because he doesn't want to reveal himself.
我所有的追求都成为了打空拳。
All my pursuits are in vain.
这些的时间都是白白的花费。
All the time is sunk for nothing.
其实如果真的祭司长跟文士，他把他的心中的事情告诉主的话，
If indeed the chief priests and the scribes did tell the Lord what's on their heart,
有可能他们那天真的会得救的。
Perhaps that day they really could have been saved.
我想这些的事情其实离我们是很近的。
I think these matters are actually quite close to us.
我们不需要好像里面坏到一个地步才有祭司长跟文士的想法。
We don't need to be corrupt to an utter point that we would be like these chief priests and scribes.
有的时候我们心中的确有一些问题。
Sometimes we indeed have some issues in our heart.
有一些事情真的让我们 confuse.
There are certain things that truly confuse us.
我们好像真的不清楚。
We're really confused.
但是在聚会中或私下跟弟兄姊妹的交通当中。
But in meetings or in private fellowship with brothers and sisters.
刚好有机会提到了这件事情。
There's an opportunity to mention this thing.
被问到了你是怎么想的。
And you're asked, what do you think?
这个时候我们心中的 counsels of hearts 就来了。
Then our counsels of hearts will start stirring up.
我如果真的说我根本不相信
If I truly say I do not believe
我如果真的说我接受不了
And if I truly say that I cannot accept it
我如果真的说了我的真心话
If I said what is true on my heart
之后很多人要找我单独交通了
And there will be a lot of people that find me to have one-on-one fellowship
会有很多人说我的
A lot of people will say certain things to me
你怎么这么想啊
How could you have thought that way?
别人要轻看我了
Other people will despise me
别人会觉得你怎么这么爱世界啊
Other people will think, how come you love the world so much?
你怎么这么不爱主啊
How come you do not love the Lord?
连这些事情还不懂啊
This is something you still don't understand
所以我绝对不能诚实地讲
Therefore, I cannot be honest about that
但如果我要说这些事情我都经历过
But if I have to say that all these things I have experienced
我都靠着主走出来了
And through the Lord's grace, I have walked out of it.
这样讲也比较危险的
And that is very dangerous.
要是别人再多问一句，你怎么经历的？
If someone then asks, how did you experience this?
我就讲不清了
Then I cannot explain it.
我如果被拆穿了，那是更没面子的事情
And if people call my bluff, then this will be even worse.
所以我也不能这么讲
So I cannot say that either.
所以我想来想去，那怎么办呢？
So then I think, what should I say then?
所以我就说，我没有什么问题
Then I would say, I do not have any questions.
或者我说我还在学
Or I say, I'm still learning.
或者我问一些知识方面的问题
Or I will turn around and ask some questions.
我问一个解经方面的问题
I'll ask a question about exegesis.
好像这些事情就过去了
Then these things will pass.
我不会讲我心中真实的感受是什么。
I will not speak out what is true in my heart.
因为我的心只要一打开，我这个人真实的光景就显出来。
Because if I open my heart, then my true condition will be revealed.
我这个心一打开，我整个人就 present 在所有人当中了。
If I open my heart, then my whole being is presented to everybody else to see.
很多的时候，我们是不愿意把自己打开的。
A lot of times we do not.Want to open ourselves.
因为把心打开是会受伤的。
Because if we open our hearts, then we would be wounded.
把头脑打开是不会受伤的。
If we open our minds, we would not be wounded.
如果我们都是在研究头脑，在头脑当中。
If we're all discussing in our mind,
我们谈一些知识方面的事情。
And we discuss certain knowledge.
我们谈一些解经方面的事情。
And we discuss certain matters of exegesis.
我们谈一些别人的问题。
And we discuss other people's issues.
其实不会受伤的。
And we would not be hurt.
这个其实和上学和上班的讨论差不多的。
This is similar to those group discussions in classes and in our workplace.
因为我不会把我这个人带进来。
Because I would not bring my whole being into that
conversation. 都是客观的事情。
So I will talk about objective things.
但是什么时候我把我的心打开了。
But whenever I open my heart.
我心中的情况带到主的面前了。
And I bring my heart condition before the Lord.
带到弟兄姊妹的面前了。
Or I bring it before brothers and sisters.
那个就完全不一样了。
Then that is completely different.
有时候弟兄姊妹指出我的问题。
Perhaps brothers and sisters will point out my issue.
真的说对了
and they'll be dead on
但是我受伤了
but I would be hurt
我的心好像接受不了真的话
my heart cannot accept that truth
我接受不了那个真的帮助
my heart cannot accept that true help
因为我的面子挂不住了
Because I have my pride.
我好像只能接受那些赞同我意见的话。
I can only accept those words that agree with me.
我只能听别人夸奖我的话。
I can only hear words of encouragement.
我的心里面受不了别人说我有问题。
Or, sorry, words of commendation, but I cannot hear what other people have said to true about me.
所以我就把我的心关起来。
Therefore, I close my heart.
因为把心打开是真的有代价的。
Because opening our hearts, there is a true cost.
是真的要舍己的。
That we have to deny ourselves.
没有一个人不用舍己可以把心打开的。
There's no one who can open their hearts if they do not deny themselves.
这个在我们的感觉上的确是不 comfortable 的。
This was indeed not feel comfortable.
绝对不是把心打开感觉非常舒服的。
Indeed, if we open our hearts, we will not feel comfortable.
我们一定要付上这些代价，在主面前真的能够学习。
We have to pay that cost in order for us to have that learning before the Lord.
让我们的心在主面前不是封闭起来的。
So that our hearts are not closed before our Lord.
我们才可能成为真的基督徒。
Then we can truly then become true Christians.
神不是要得着我们的头脑。
God is not just trying to obtain our mind.
神今天要得着我们这个人的心。
God today wants to apprehend our entire heart.
在箴言二十三章第二十六节当中说
，In Proverbs 23 verse 26 it says，
他说我儿要将你的心归我，你的眼目也喜悦我的道路。
My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways。
我们的心如果没有向神打开
，If our hearts aren't open before the Lord，
就更不可能说把心归给主了。
Then we cannot give him our heart。
我们靠头脑。是可以认同主的路是对的。
According to our mind, we can agree that the Lord's way is the right way.
靠头脑是可以接受主的路是好的。
According to our mind, we can accept that His way is the better way.
但靠头脑是绝对不可能喜悦神的路的。
But according to our mind, we cannot delight in His way.
因为只有我们把心归给主的时候，才可能喜悦神的道路。
Because only when we give our hearts to Him, then we can delight in His way.
但是要把心归给主，我们就必须把我们的心向主敞开。
But in order to give our hearts to Him, we first must open our hearts before the Lord.
否则我们就只能过一个分裂的生活。
Otherwise, we can only have this life where it's separated.
我的一面认同主的路是好的。
On one hand, we agree that His way is a good way.
但我一面里面又苦得不得了。
But on the other hand, I'm miserable within.
都是因为这个问题，是因为我们活在头脑当中。
The issue is because we're living in our mind.
是我用头脑在那里来跟从主。
We are following the Lord with our mind.
我没有真的把心归给他。
I did not truly give him my heart.
我们如果要用头脑要来做基督徒的话。
If we want to become a Christian with our mind only.
其实说来连圣经都不可能真的读懂的。
In fact, we can't even comprehend scripture.
或者说我们没有办法把圣经读得对。
Or perhaps we should say we cannot read scripture correctly.
我们是听不到神对我们说话的。
We cannot hear God speaking to us.
我们是不可能真的来认识真理的。
We cannot truly know truth.
是不可能有真的属灵的经历的。
We cannot have true spiritual experiences.
一个人如果是用头脑信主的
，If someone is believing the Lord only in his mind,
他是不会真的重生得救的。
And he will not be born again.
如果我们记得圣经当中撒种的比喻的话
If you remember the parable of the sower in the Bible
在路加福音第八章跟马可福音第四章里面都说的
In Luke chapter 8 and in Mark chapter 4 it mentions this
就我们的神在那里撒种那个种就是神的道
Our God is sowing and the seed is God's word
然后那四种 那种子就落在四种不同的土里面
And the seed falls on four different kinds of soil
圣经里面说到那四种的土是说到我们的心。
The Bible explains that these four different soils speaks of different, speaks of our heart.
神在那里撒种不是随便撒的。
God is sowing his seed is not careless.
神是在人的心里面撒种。
He is sowing seeds into the heart.
神没有要在我们的头脑里面撒种。
He is not sowing the seed in your mind.
只有我们人只有心能够来接受神的话。
Only the heart can receive God's word.
只有心真的有这个功能来接受神的话。
Only the heart has the function of accepting God's word.
神是要他的话落在我们的心里面。
God wants his word to be sown in our hearts.
不是进到我们的头脑里面。
Not enter into our mind.
只有神的话进到我们心里来。
Only if his word enters into our heart.
之后我们心的情况是对的。
And then our heart is in the right condition.
就可以结出果子。
Then it could bear fruit.
头脑是不能结果子的。
The mind cannot bear fruit.
也就是说头脑产生不出任何有属灵的果效。
That is to say, the mind cannot have any spiritual effect.
从头脑当中是不会产生那个生命的。
There could not be any life that springs forth.
果子是从心里面结出来的。
Because the fruit is born out of the soil, the heart.
在头脑里面是不会成长的。
The mind cannot engender its growth.
那个落在路旁的土
When those seeds fall on the wayside
圣经说到魔鬼是从他的心里把神的道夺去了
The Bible says that the enemy comes and snatch it away from the heart
其实我们很多时候最看不起路旁的土那些话都进到他的心里了
We often despise that soil on the wayside But in fact, even that is entering into the heart
如果我们是用头脑来认识神的人
If we're knowing the Lord according to our mind
其实我们连路旁的土都还算不上
We're not even that soil on the wayside
因为神的话没有落在我们的心中
Because his word did not fall into our heart
神今天不会在头脑里面撒种
God will not sow his seeds in the mind today
并且撒旦今天要做的事
And in fact, what Satan will do today
是把神的话从我们的心里面夺去
to snatch away God's words from our hearts.
仇敌不会把神的话从我们的头脑里面夺去
The enemy is not in the business of snatching away thoughts from our mind.
圣经说到仇敌要来做的一件事是把神的话从我们心中夺去
The Bible says what the enemy is doing is snatching away his words from our heart.
仇敌根本不做把神的话从头脑当中夺去的事情
The enemy doesn't even care about snatching away those seeds from the mind.
仇敌很多时候愿意我们把话藏在头脑里面。
In fact, the enemy is very happy for us to keep his word in our mind.
其实仇敌不怕我们聚会。
The enemy is not afraid of us gathering.
不怕我们读圣经。
Is not afraid of us reading scripture.
不怕我们知道真理的讲论。
He's not afraid of us comprehending the explanation of doctrine.
只要这些话存在我们的头脑里，仇敌就得胜了。
As long as these words are in our mind only, then the enemy triumphed.
因为仇敌喜欢人把神的话只藏在头脑里。
Because the enemy likes for people to keep God's word in their mind.
我想再说，仇敌的计谋是把神的话要从人的心中夺去。
Let me say it again. The scheme of the enemy is to snatch away God's word from our hearts.
什么时候我们心中神的话被夺去了，就没有人能结出果子来。
When God's word in our heart is snatched away, then no one can bear fruit.
因为没有那个生命的种子。
Because there is no seed of life.
仇敌让我们的话，让神的话存在我们头脑里。
The enemy lets God's seed to stay in our mind.
仇敌让我们知道什么是对的，什么是好的。
The enemy lets us know what is right and wrong.
仇敌让我们认同这些的教导。
The enemy lets us agree to these teachings.
但是如果只要我们心中被别的事情霸占。
But as long as our heart is encumbered by other things.
其实外面看起来不会差到哪里去的。
Outwardly, we won't look like we are really bad.
但只要心中没有神的话
But as long as we do not have God's word in our hearts,
只要心中被别的东西霸占
As long as our hearts are being occupied by other things,
我们就结不出真的果子来
Then we cannot bear true fruit.
也就不会有真的见证
Then we would not have true testimony.
见证其实不是能够做出来的一件事情
Testimony is not something we can do.
见证是神的果子神的种子在我们心中生出来的表现
Testimony is, is the God's seed in our hearts bearing fruit
在彼得前书第一章的二十三节当中有说
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23 it says
他说你们蒙了重生不是由于能坏的种子乃是由于不能坏的种子是记着神活泼长存的道
Having been born again not of corruptible seed but incorruptibleThrough the word of God which lives and abides forever.
这里说到人真的能够重生是因为神的话。
Here it speaks that we can be born again because of God's word.
这个神的话是这个不能坏的种子。
And his word is this incorruptible seed.
我们刚读到撒种的比喻这些的种子是要撒在心里的。
We just looked at the parable of the sower, the seed must be sown in heart.
只有撒在心里这个种子才会长的。
Only if the seed is sown in the heart, then it will grow.
也就是说一个人真的要重生得救这个话是必须进到心里的。
In other words, if someone must be, wants to be born again, the word must enter into the heart.
重生不是头脑的事情。
But being born again is not a matter of the mind.
头脑接受真理是不会真的得救的。
The mind accepting truth will not cause someone to be born again.
我想我们很多时候我们说到根基的事情
Oftentimes when we speak of foundational matters,
这个根基它的开始是从心里开始的。
The foundation must start in the heart.
根基其实不是搞明白什么叫做重生得救。
The foundation is not that we figure out what it means to be born again.
我根基也不是搞明白真理是怎么讲的。
And the foundation is not that we figure out how to explain the being born again.
搞明白什么叫重生得救，不一定得救的。
Just because we figure out what it means to be born again doesn't mean that we are born again.
如果我们的心不在那里正常地发挥它的功用
If our heart does not function,
那个的开始如果不是从心中开始的
If the start is not starting in the heart,
如果那个开始是从头脑开始
If the start starts in the head,
那即使我们明白了根基的事情
No, even if we understand foundational matters,
在我们这个人的身上依然没有根基
We would still have no foundation in us.
我们在神的面前依然是一个没有根基的人。
Before God, we are still people without foundation.
真的属灵的事是不能建立在头脑的里面的。
Because spiritual matters cannot be founded upon the mind.
属灵的事是必须从心中开始的。
Spiritual matters must start from the heart.
这个的起点是必须是从心才能够开始的。
The starting point must be in the heart.
我想求主真的怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们真的不活在头脑里。
That we would not live merely in our mind.
我们真的里面不要做一个头脑的基督徒。
That we would not be a Christian in our mind only.
我们的心在神的面前，主啊，让我成为一个用心来跟从你的人。
That our heart is open before the Lord, and may the Lord help us to have a heart that is,
显明我心中的意念到底是如何的。
That will follow Him, and He will reveal what is the counsels of our heart.
让我心中的意念能够在你面前蒙喜悦。
That our counsels of hearts could be delight Him.
让我心中的意念是真实，我可以坦然告诉你，主，我要来跟从你。
That we can truly open ourselves before Him and say, in our counsels of hearts, we want to follow.
只有这些事情从心中开始。
Only if these things start in our heart.
我们才可能往前走。
Then we can move forward.
我想弟兄在讲到回归。
I think a brother has been sharing with us regarding returning.
如果我们只是头脑回归了。
If only in our mind we returned.
我们的知识回归了。
And our knowledge we returned.
我们那些对的事情回来了。
And we recovered those right things.
但是我们的心里面还是羡慕别的东西。
But we're still admiring other things.
我的心里面没有办法在神的面前有一个积极的心要来追求。
And in my heart, I cannot have this active pursuit of these right things.
我们就还是没有办法真的回归。
Then we could not have truly returned.
即使我们把房子搬到了耶路撒冷。
Even if we move our house to Jerusalem.
我们的心还是留在巴比伦。
Our hearts still reside in Babylon.
我想我今天的负担就是想跟弟兄姊妹一起思想头脑和心。
Today my burden is to consider this matter of the heart and the mind with brothers and sisters.
求主一直纠正我们，让我们的开始是从心里开始的。
May the Lord continue to correct us that we would start in our heart.
让我们还有机会被神来改变。
That we would still have the opportunity to be changed by the Lord.
我想我今天就停在这里。
I'll end our sharing here.
主啊，求你怜悯我。
Lord, may you have mercy on us.
让我们的心在你面前是真的对的。
That our hearts would be truly right before you.
主啊，求你得着我们。
Lord, may you apprehend us.
救我们不活在头脑里面。
Save us that we would not live only in our mind.
主啊，让我们的心在你面前有一个真的被你扭转过来。
That our heart would truly be changed by you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们聚会就停在这里。
We'll end our meeting here today.